Here at Coast FM, we always like to promote Aussie talent. If we have some on the line, I've got an old Adelaide mate of mine who now lives in Queensland. He used to dabble in radio a little bit, but now writes and records songs with various singers and musicians, released this CD called Compendium. Welcome back to Coast FM, Vic Bailey.
Oh, look, it's nice to be back, although via a phone line this time, unlike sitting in with you in 2012.
Yeah, was it 2 years ago, mate? Yeah, I thought it must
have
been...
Time flies when you're enjoying life. Also, when you're getting older, gee, it flies.
Now, you're experiencing what we are. We've got about 4 or 5 days of 40-odd degrees, pal.
Well, I know. It's certainly... There's some amazing politicians who don't believe in climate change. It's with us, mate. I think it's with us. But thank you for playing... it's really the Latin Explorers, kind of a Latin American Steely Dan there. That's Ricardo Parada on vocals that you played... And, gosh, it was a long haul, this album.
That was my first question. You know, this really has been a labour of love for you, hasn't it?
Some
things like this don't come together really quickly.
Steve, you're exactly right. And I think what happened was I tried to put out conventionally the Latin Explorers tracks, and there's 7 on this album, 3 in English, replicated in Spanish. The Spanish, I must put a little mention in for Felipe Palau, who assisted me greatly with the Spanish translation. So there's 7 Latin American tracks and all. And it got to the point with me over the years, I started to master them, and there's a guy up here called Dave Neal who's worked with Powderfinger and Kate Mulahike, a great guy for mastering. I started to polish them off in an audio sense, and it got to the point I was doing a lot of work with Greg Young, well-known Brisbane musician who was such a tower of strength on this album with producing... mixing and arranging and really playing so many great instruments on the album. And I would bring in various people, including, I'm proud to say, the late and very great Mick Hadley, blues legend. And I'm old enough to have worked with the Purple Hearts at the Scene Discotheque in early 1967, so I passed across then. And I asked him to record this song dedicated to my wife Phyllis for her birthday called Happy Birthday, Darling. So Mick... graciously accepted. That was 2009. We recorded it, and sadly, he passed away in October 2012. Great loss, because we were going to do some publicity together, which he was pleased to do for the song, and naturally for Mick. He was a legend. And that didn't come to pass. But at least I have this song that he graciously...
That's right. The vocals live on, don't they, mate?
They do. Know?
So one of the things I was also going to ask you, too, is, you know, after listening to the album, there are many different styles, from blues to Spanish to electric. Was that your intention? Or because it took you, what? It's about a 10 or 12-year project, this, isn't it?
It started, you're quite right, in 2000. The first track of the lot you're going to play, Born in Mississippi, with Kylie Stewart, who's just moved to Western Australia, actually, on vocals. And Justin Lee, Melbourne guitarist too, he was great. Yes, you're quite right, steering back to that. It just got to the point, I thought, I've got to put these performances out. I mean, you've got a guy playing flute and alto and tenor saxophones called Mal Capewell, who lives on the Gold Coast. Mal's worked with Aretha Franklin, Robert Palmer, Dr. John. I think the leader of the band may be Midnight Oil, but his list of credits is really strong. He was a total professional. So it's sprinkled with a lot of great performances by Australian musicians. I'm very proud of their work, because you can write a song, and you're quite right, Steve, I love writing diverse songs, but who gives life to the songs? Well, the musicians I engage for this project, which I can now call it, I suppose, really gave their best, and, you know, I'm just so proud of their performances. I'm proud of the songs, but the musicianship was extraordinary. Really.
Well, yeah, and it comes out. Yeah, and it comes out too in the finished product. Now,
Thank you. The
process of putting something like this together, you know, people may think, oh, yeah, I write a few songs, I want to try it. You know, just tell folks, how easy or hard is it?
That's a really good question. It's difficult, but at the end of the day, if you believe in what you're doing, and you see, I started, which we may have touched on when I interviewed me in 2012, in the dead of night, when I worked at 5KA, that great long-gone radio station, I was doing Midnight to Dawn news on weekends, and a great and late friend of mine, Malcolm Flowers, Malcolm would come in with me, and between news services, I would, with the management's consent, I would work on some of his songs and some of his, and he was the better songwriter at that time, that's a long time ago, but he passed away. But nonetheless, that was where I got my start, and you just, through the years, maybe develop a bit more confidence in yourself, and what you're doing. But it was kind of weird, really, till I was about 35 years of age, here in Brisbane, I'd moved up here then, I started to develop melodies, the tune, as well as the lyrics, and I hope I progressively got better. So I'm an older player to the game, and I acknowledge that. I know there was a time sitting in a recording studio, I think it was for one of the songs on the album, Havana Lament, there were about eight musicians around me. There's a great bass player called Mark Purchase too. And I just, for one moment, I thought, oh, gosh, I hope I've got this right. I thought, these musicians will never forgive me if I got it wrong. But really, it's been my honour to know some fantastic musicians back in the Adelaide days, working at the Scene and later on Swinger at the Hotel Australia. I've been a long-term friend now of Gary Burrows, who's with APRA, well-known Adelaide
Muso. The Rustlers?
Gary's always been supportive of what I'm doing, and I appreciate that. And I was there for his and Marianne's wedding. I'll put a plug in for this in mid-September. And playing at his wonderful reception were the Five-Sided Circle, who reformed in 2011. I'd worked with them at the Scene Discotheque in 1960.
Exactly. Yeah, they do a few gigs around the place too. Yeah, the boys have got together. They have a lot of fun.
Oh, it was wonderful to hear them do Who songs yet again. So just brilliant. Yeah. But I think, Steve, you are right. It's difficult sometimes. I do love writing different songs. It's not a cold-blooded process. I care about the lyrics. I certainly care about the melody. And a common question is, what comes first? For me, luckily, it's the melody and lyrics together, the start of it anyway. I have to work on it a lot sometimes, and sometimes it comes quite quickly. So it is difficult. I would encourage any older people who've still got the dream, work on it, because you might be surprised.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed to say I grew up with the Beatles. Who would be ashamed?
That's right, exactly. Now, good call there, mate. Also, I've got to congratulate you on the packaging of the CD. I thought it was very nicely done,
you
know, with all what you did on it. If people want to find out more about Compendium, what do they do?
Yes. Now, briefly, because I'm not trying to dominate your day or anything, I look at this packaging, and it's done by a gentleman here in Brisbane, Peter Locke, and we work very closely. We work very hard to get it nice, but this is for the media only. And it's on Amazon, MP3, and iTunes. So it's alive and well in the digital world. The album is Compendium, and there are a few Compendium albums, Steve, sort of complicate things, but it's under Vic and the Variables, which is sort of, well, I hope the songs aren't variable in quality, but basically...
Well, they're variable in style, as we've said.
Well, I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And again, you can't do that if you don't have excellent musicians.
Exactly.
By the way, I hope to record some, if not all, of the next album in Adelaide. I'm really serious about that later in 2014, because why wouldn't I? I know some fantastic musicians. You know, I think it was seeing the Five-Sided Circle guys again, and I know Gary, as I mentioned. Why would I not do that? Brisbane's been very good, great musicians here, but it's a change of locale.
Exactly. All right. Now, just tell it just quickly, mate, about the Born in Mississippi track.
Well, it doesn't sound like it, Steve. On briefly, you took comment on the packaging. Next album, I'd love to do a vinyl version and get it out. The next album.
Yes, well, you got the vinyl on the album, yes.
All right. Born in Mississippi, doesn't sound like it, written in a cold Scottish kitchen when Phyllis and I, my wife, we were living in Scotland in 1994, and Delta blues has always fascinated me, but there's a lot of darkness, of course, if I can put it that way, a lot of sadness associated with the blues in places like Mississippi and Texas and so on, and it was inspired in part by a great Texan slide guitarist called Mance Lipscomb. They were very difficult days for him, and he was such a brilliant guitarist. I found, luckily, Kylie Stewart, who does the vocals, and also Justin Lee, who's a Melbourne-based guitarist. And it was a very good, quick session. These folks were very gracious. And also, sorry, I should put a plug in for another female vocalist on this album, Lois Andrew, who does a track called The Moon That's Missing, which turned out really well.
All right,
so,
mate.
Thank you for your time.
Pleasure, mate.
It has been a pleasure, and you are a gentleman and a scholar,
good
great
luck.
Radio operator.
Okay, checks in the mail. All right, thank you, pal. Speak to you soon. Good luck.
Thank you.
See you, mate.